Hey, it's Brooke Castillo. And in this video, I want to talk about what it means to honor your commitment. I think that a lot of times we get into this battle with ourselves and it's this all or nothing thinking. So we make these commitments and we say, we're never going to do this again, or this will never happen again, or you got to stop doing this, right? And then we break those commitments and we wear down our relationship with ourselves by making these commitments and breaking them and making these commitments and breaking them. And so our relationship with ourselves becomes very tentative at best. And we start getting to the point where we just genuinely don't like ourselves. So one of the things that I want you to think about is, as you make this commitment to yourself to change in whatever way that looks for you, for some of you, it means cutting back a little bit. For some of you, it means not driving when you've been drinking. For some of you, it means completely stopping drinking altogether. I want you to really think about this commitment in a way that is collaborative with yourself and that honors your relationship with yourself, instead of using it as a weapon against yourself. Don't set yourself up for any type of failure. So one of the things that I like to do when I'm making a commitment to myself is really sit down and have a conversation and consider all sides of myself. So when I was doing this, when it came to drinking, I was thinking about, there's myself now that's making decisions for the future. Like, it's easy for me to make a decision for myself in the future because I'm not having to do it right now, right? So it's easy for me to say, I'm never going to drink again, because I, especially if I'm hungover, I don't have to deal with that right now. But when you're making these kind of commitments, you want to think about yourself now and how you feel now. You also want to think about yourself in that moment, in those future moments. And you also want to think about yourself after those moments. So the way that I used to describe it was, I would think about my future self, right? So there's me now, and then there's my future self at the bar on Saturday night, and then there's my future self, which is me on Sunday morning. And considering all those components of myself when I was making a commitment. And the way that I like to think about it is, like, the three of us would sit down and, like, have a really honest conversation about what was our level of commitment, what we were committed to doing, and what we weren't committed to doing, and why. And so I really want to encourage you, as you're making commitments to yourself, as you're making decisions for yourself, that you consider all those components. And then when something goes the way maybe you didn't want it to, or you make a decision in that moment that maybe wasn't the right one, kind of reconvene and take that all into consideration when you're making those commitments. Make sure that your commitment with yourself honors your relationship with yourself and builds self-esteem, instead of using it as a way to beat yourself up or constantly let yourself down. All three components of yourself, yourself now, your future self, and your future self, can work in collaboration together. And in fact, when you do that, when you consider your future self, consider your future self, and then you honor those commitments, that is how you will build so much strength and self-esteem that you will know you can count on yourself, and you will know that you're in charge of your life. The most beautiful thing about a commitment to yourself and a relationship with yourself is, it's a human characteristic. It's something that you have to do with your higher prefrontal cortex, develop that relationship with yourself. So the more time you spend on it, the more time you spend on making that commitment and honoring that commitment to yourself, the better. Just make sure you use it only for good, learning and understanding, and never against yourself.